Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on SharePoint Search Technical Drilldown. My name is Valerie Lee. In this session, we are going to review the new features of SharePoint Search. Let's start this session by going into more detail on the topics we will be covering. We'll be looking at the challenges IT professionals face today with regards to supporting disparate repositories and how Microsoft Office SharePoint 2007 can help address these issues. We'll explore the new features and enhanced architecture of Microsoft Office SharePoint 2007 and look at some specific usage scenarios. The new search enhancements provide a consistent and familiar search experience for the end user. New features like increased relevance of search results and new functions to search for people and expertise provide greatly increased search results. Microsoft Search includes an expanded and improved administration user interface that makes management easier and more effective than ever before. As with most TechNet sessions, some prior experience of Microsoft technologies or similar technologies is always helpful. Here's a brief overview of what would be helpful but not essential for this session. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. You should have experience supporting Windows servers. You should have experience supporting Microsoft networks. And you should be familiar with SharePoint services. To cover the topics mentioned and keep the session flow going, we have divided the session up into the following agenda items. I'll start by taking a high-level look at the state of document management in the enterprise today and how search, when done right, can properly put the exact information you are looking for at your fingertips. We will then discuss how Microsoft has improved SharePoint Server 2007 to accommodate the needs of the enterprise and delivered a product with a completely customizable and fully manageable search solution. Next, we will examine how search improvements now make finding what you need easier for the end user and look at how easy it is to accomplish this through improved manageability for administrators. Finally, we will look at some best practices for using and deploying SharePoint Server 2007 in your enterprise. Let's get started by taking a look at some of the biggest challenges we face when trying to manage the ever-expanding information that exists throughout the enterprise workplace. Successful performance in an enterprise organization depends heavily upon quick and relevant retrieval of information. As the enterprise grows, so does the importance of the data it produces. Today, users have become accustomed to fast and accurate search results from web-based search engines, so the natural tendency is to expect the same features when attempting to locate data in the workplace. Given the expansive nature of enterprises, providing broad-based results can make sorting and sifting through a search a time-consuming process. Large amounts of data in corporations leads to critical information in multiple repositories. Users need search capabilities across these repositories. Having a multitude of forms of data storage across a growing number of disparate repositories continues to make accurate search results difficult for the enterprise user. Managing all this data can become a huge burden. Administrators are required to configure users and index information for each data format and storage location, making the typical enterprise environment expensive to maintain with poor scalability. Both users and administrators can avoid the unnecessary task of finding, storing, and organizing information by allowing them to focus their efforts on pertinent searches within user-defined parameters. It's estimated that between 15% and 30% of people's time is spent looking for information. While there may be many more specific obstacles that some of you face every day, what we've just reviewed is only scratching the surface of what SharePoint 2007 can provide to your enterprise. These challenges are not impossible to meet, but they do require some rethinking about how we view enterprise information. By revisiting some of the core components of an enterprise search service and incorporating new capabilities with the end user in mind, searching can quickly become a powerful enterprise resource. The most important change focuses on how and where search information is kept. Creating a centralized repository through which all information can be stored and accessed reduces the complexity of a multiple server environment for both the user and administrator. A centralized repository provides a single point of entry as well as a single point of management. The type of information that can be searched should not be limited by its format. Search services should be fully capable of crawling and organizing content from any document format, data store, or user management system. The obvious pitfall to this would be enormous and irrelevant results. Therefore, searchable content must provide tightly integrated controls that not only allow the search scope to be customizable, but highly configurable as well. Finally, search queries must be returned quickly. A slow search service can waste valuable time, frustrate the user, and cause him or her to give up before it's complete. Providing a solution that takes advantage of pre-indexing and caching techniques can offer users immediate results. These solutions instill enterprise efficiency, user acceptance, and quick return on investment while increasing productivity. An effective enterprise search solution can provide a variety of benefits. Microsoft has embraced this concept and accepted the challenge by providing a completely revamped search architecture in Office SharePoint Server 2007. As we continue through this presentation, we will dissect and discover exactly how these challenges have been met while exploring the new and enhanced features that SharePoint offers. These include a new user interface that offers a familiar atmosphere across all Microsoft-based search services, increased search relevance as a result of highly configurable administrative controls, enhanced features to include a search by person with results based on expertise level, social networks, or other configurable properties. Enterprise Search in Office SharePoint Server 2007 has great relevance and incorporates enterprise content, such as people and business data, along with documents and web pages, to provide more comprehensive results. The ability to search business data found only in relational databases or other independent information stores. Search is ubiquitous in Office SharePoint Server 2007, with tight integration into SharePoint sites, web parts, SharePoint lists, people profiles, and more. This enables people to look for the information they need wherever they navigate to within the portal. Enterprise Search has the capability to search through business data, and the search results can be highly customized, for example, retrieving specific metadata elements of back-end records. Now that we've gone over some of the challenges and solutions, let's move on to exploring some of the specific enhancements made in SharePoint 2007. One of the first improvements made to the search capability involves creating more specific search parameters to meet the expectations of the end user. This was accomplished in two ways. The search relevance has been completely revamped and fine-tuned to meet the unique requirements of each enterprise search. The new ranking engine was developed in collaboration with the Microsoft Research and MSN search teams. It was then further refined to retrieve specific information from enterprise sources, for example, from diverse document types, line of business application data, and/or web content. In addition, relevance was increased despite the lack of rich linking commonly used by web-based search engines through the creation of a series of relevance algorithms. These algorithms gather both internal and external information about the documents and line of business data that is crawled. Externally, algorithms measure click distance and surf depth while gathering anchor text and performing URL text matching and file type biasing. Internally, all document types are now scanned, and algorithms are applied to detect language, extract metadata, and perform text analysis. Just these two enhancements can help create a specific search result, ultimately saving the user time, energy, and frustration. Let's review another improvement of SharePoint that the end user will experience. Finding contact information for people is an essential requirement for any enterprise collaboration suite. SharePoint 2007 takes this capability to the next level by allowing users to find people according to what they know. The addition of a People Search tab is a simple update that provides immediate filtering by letting the search engine know that your search request should only return people. Indexing and searches can take place on any LDAP directory, including Active Directory distribution lists and SharePoint user groups. Searches can also crawl across the entire enterprise infrastructure. Search results can be grouped according to an individual's social distance from a user's position and common interests. Further refinement is controlled by specifying properties that can be created by administrators and customized to the relevance of your enterprise. The Business Data Search feature of Office SharePoint Server 2007 makes indexing and searching data easier. Hard-to-access business data found throughout the enterprise in a myriad of often unrelated applications like CRMs can now be brought directly to your users as quickly and easily as document and web content searches. Business data is no longer trapped within legacy or third-party information stores. Any relational database that is accessed through web services or ADO.net is open for data retrieval by SharePoint Search. You might think that this level of search capability would require costly hours of custom code to be written, but SharePoint 2007 removes the need to write custom filters and handlers by providing rich management controls that dynamically create the required interfaces. This is possible because business data search is fully integrated with the property management and customized scopes offered by the other Search Center features. Let's take a closer look at some of these capabilities. For our first demonstration, let's explore the end-user experience a little more closely by performing a couple of different searches and manipulating the results. Let's begin by taking a look at the improvements made to search. You will notice right away that while we have a dedicated search tab in the navigation, there is also a search field located in the upper right corner of every page. We can use this for quick searches or go directly to the Search Center page, where we can perform advanced searches and access custom search pages. Now let's enter a few search queries, intentionally misspelling a keyword, and take a closer look at the results. Since the search term was misspelled, we are provided with the Did You Mean feature, now commonplace for web search engines like MSN Search. If we click the link provided with the corrected spelling, search will be reactivated on the correct spelling and return a result set. If you've ever used MSN Search, these results will look familiar. In addition to integrating the technology behind MSN Search, SharePoint has adopted a common user experience. Icons allow you to quickly identify the types of documents that have been returned, and the search terms entered are highlighted in bold to show where they occur in the results. There weren't many results returned with this search, but you might notice that there are a few results that have differing document types. In larger result sets, if we knew for sure that the information we were looking for was in a Word document, for example, then the rest of the document types can get in the way. Let's use the Advanced Search feature to narrow our results to only Word documents. The result type list already contains a few default document types in it, so we will select Word documents. However, if we were looking for a PDF, for example, that wasn't listed, we could easily add it by having an administrator specify a new document type from within the Search Administration interface. Now let's click the search button and generate a new filtered result set. Our results have been filtered to only reveal Word documents. The other types that were present are no longer displayed. You can also use the advanced search feature from other pages within the site. By adding file type colon doc to our search term, the results will display only Word documents that contain our search term, Office. Next, we'll explore the new People and Expertise search system and see how easy it is to locate and build groups with individuals throughout our organization. For the first search, let's see how the new People and Enterprise features of SharePoint work by searching for an individual. Since we can't remember the user's last name, let's just try searching by the first name, John, and see what kind of results we get. We have results that not only return people, but all the documents that have John in them as well. Let's switch over to the people search and see if we can refine our results a little bit more. Since there is more than one John in our organization, we get a results page that lists each John found during the people search. Now we have a much more refined set of results, and we know that the results are only people and not documents. Seeing the last names of both Johns now rings a bell. It was John Chen who we were trying to find. There's a gray icon next to the names of both results. These are the presence indicators for each user, which are integrated with Microsoft Office Communicator. If John Chen was online, the indicator would be green and allow us to initiate a direct chat with him through a context menu. Now let's take a closer look at the type of information available for John Chen. On the page specific to John Chen, we see a breakdown of his various people associations and expertise. From here, we can directly communicate with other people who are colleagues of his, which can be useful, particularly when our first choice is unavailable. Now let's take a look at one more search option for locating John. Let's say we were unable to remember the name of the individual we were looking for, but we did remember his role within the company. By using the search options for People Search, we can use the information to try and find who we are looking for. By clicking the button, the search field automatically appends a job title tag to our query. You can enter this by hand if you prefer not to use the search options feature. This time, our search results returns two of individuals with the title of lead installer, one of which is John Chen. Since we now have a relationship with this person, we can add him as a colleague and increase our social distance. Before we finish this first demonstration, let's take a quick look at how business data search results are smoothly wrapped into the typical search interface. We already have a third-party information store integrated into the SharePoint search system. Since the information in this database focuses on bicycle manufacturing, we should be able to get a good result set with a broad search term such as bike. If you look at the results for this query, you will notice that the links do not point to actual documents, but instead to URLs. The page specified in the URL is actually a custom page created by SharePoint. We will explore this process in greater depth in the next demonstration, but it is important to note here that the pages that display when we click a result are completely customizable by administrators. Let's take a closer look at one of the results. The data that we see here is actually a single record from the database we searched. Other than the data, all the formatting is configured in a definition document that is bound to the data store. We can even specify custom links to provide extended information about the result set. In this demonstration, we have explored some of the key improvements to the user search experience. In the next demonstration, we will explore the work performed behind the scenes by administrators to make the results we have seen possible. Let's see what's next on the agenda. As we look at the administration improvements of SharePoint 2007, we will take a look at management, security, customization, and other pertinent elements of administering this program. Let's start with a look at some of the key enhancements. Enhancements and new features have been added to SharePoint to provide administrators with increased productivity through an improved user interface, programmatic control, and improved scalability. While Windows SharePoint Services 2.0 and Microsoft Office SharePoint Portal Server 2003 use common Microsoft Search technology, users found the two search environments to be quite different from one another. In addition, administrators needed to use different tools to configure and manage each environment. With Microsoft Office SharePoint Server, great steps have been taken to resolve these concerns. Microsoft Office SharePoint Server uses the same search technology introduced in Windows SharePoint Services version 3, bringing the core of both platforms together. In addition, a rich set of capabilities has been added to Microsoft Office SharePoint Server to make managing multiple sites and diverse content seen in the enterprise workplace much easier. Common tools for both users and administrators reduce the overall complexity of working from different entry points and different platforms. An administration, object model, and APIs have been introduced to provide coherent, comprehensive, and backward-capable programmable access to Microsoft Search features. Performance improvements mean the single indexing and search infrastructure effectively scales from the desktop through team sites and divisional portal sites to the largest corporate intranets, extranets, and internet presence websites. Since everything is controlled from a centralized management point, the operation costs will stay the same, regardless of how large a search collection grows. By addressing user concerns and creating an efficient management system for administrators, SharePoint brings depth and breadth of knowledge to all parties involved. Improved indexing management controls provide better regulation over how and when content is organized and gathered. Searching now reaches across multiple site collections that can be easily shared by multiple server farms. Instead of only being able to retrieve results from SharePoint-related products and technologies, Microsoft Office SharePoint Server now handles full indexing from nearly all external sources found in a typical enterprise environment. This includes mail servers, application servers, and data servers, all running alternative business applications. Improved crawl management features expose a greater amount of control over how and when data is gathered. Administrators can now have exact control over the number of content sources being crawled and whether or not they are fully or partially crawled. They will also be able to limit crawls by setting the scan depth and specifying the file types to be included. This means that in addition to precise search results for the enterprise worker, administrators will see dramatic improvements over performance by throttling crawls with off-peak scheduling. Search scopes are no longer bound to context and site, freeing them to be shared across multiple site collections. Microsoft Office SharePoint Server provides custom search scopes that can be completely controlled by administrators and created with a diverse set of rules, including location, content source, and content properties. Offering such a powerful indexing and crawling system will inevitably create conflict with permission rights for various levels of authority throughout the enterprise. So let's take a look at how SharePoint provides enhanced security features to remove this concern. Naturally, there will always be information across the enterprise that should only be seen by users with appropriate permissions. These issues are addressed through a series of access configuration controls available to administrators. If you are familiar with SharePoint 2003, you will recall how inconvenient it could be to find the exact document you needed in a search result, only to then discover that you didn't have the appropriate user rights. SharePoint 2007 has improved its query time security trimming capability by completely removing unauthorized documents from user queries. In addition to added convenience, enhanced trimming also provides increased security for document creators. The secure credential cache has now been made pluggable. This opens SharePoint to accepting single sign-on credential caching systems from third-party sources or custom-coded add-ons. Authentication has also been made pluggable to accept third-party systems. Building on the new ASP.NET provider model, now other directory or database systems can be easily used in place of the default system provided with SharePoint. The addition of a fine-grained per-document security also makes SharePoint 2007 easy to secure. Now individual documents can be assigned unique permissions or set to inherit the permission settings from a document library or parent directory. The process by which permissions are set has also been improved. This will make selecting the groups or individuals that are allowed to view, edit, and save documents much cleaner and straightforward than it has been in the past. Many improvements have been made to SharePoint that allow you to customize the search experience for the enterprise workplace. Let's take a look at some of the key improvements to customization. While the search features available with the Microsoft Office SharePoint Server provide a powerful and effective search solution out of the box, as an organization grows, customized search capabilities become increasingly important. There are several different ways in which an enterprise administrator can customize content. The primary entry point for the SharePoint Search Service can be customized to suit your organization's needs. The Search Center interface can be branded to reflect the identity of your organization visually, and additional tabs can be put in place to reflect the different types of information your users search for most often. This means that you can offer a familiar look and feel to your users and provide quick access to a specific application, database, or directory anywhere in the enterprise. A search experience can also be personalized for each user within the enterprise. By adding search-enabled web parts to the personalization templates provided by SharePoint, query results can be customized so that they are only relevant for each individual user. Finally, SharePoint 2007 exposes an API that allows developers to write custom search applications that can be catered to meet specific business requirements throughout the enterprise. Let's get a better feel for the customization features by looking at a demonstration of how the Search Center can be enhanced to fit your enterprise's needs. In this demonstration, we will look at how you can customize the search experience by adding a tab to the main search interface and creating customized search results. Now let's take a look at how new content is added to provide us with the search results we have seen so far. Content sources are added as part of a shared service. We have a single default share already in place, so we will use that to add to our additional content. The content source page displays the current sources that are already in place and provides a link to the new content source page. There are already three sources in this example. The first one is the default source for this instance of SharePoint. The other two are custom sources that have been added as part of the setup for this demonstration. The new content source page has a few fields and options that need to be filled out before it can be added as a source. The first thing we will enter is the name. This can be any name we want, but should be representative of the content being added. Next, we specify the content type. Since we'll be linking to a directory of documents, we will use the file shares option. Now we need to specify the location of the source. This is typically going to be a reference to a share on a server somewhere within the enterprise. In the context of this demonstration, we will simply link to a public directory on the server. The last few options allow us to configure initial crawling for this source. Since we don't have any schedules in place, we will only need to select the start full crawl option. This will tell SharePoint to immediately index the source. Ideally, you would want to set up a crawl schedule to handle periodic indexing of the source as content is added and changed. However, once the source has been added, you can always go back in and edit the crawl schedules. When the settings are entered, all we have to do is click OK and the content source will be added. Once the source has been successfully added to the service, we are returned to the Manage Content Sources page. The status indicator for content source we just added says crawling full. This tells us that the source is currently being indexed by the crawler per our request. We can also see if there are any errors during the crawl by visiting the crawl log. The crawl log page lists all the documents found in the content source and their status. If an error occurred, for example, a correct document, we would see a red icon next to the source and a description of what caused the error. As you can see, this is a straightforward process. Adding content sources doesn't take much time or effort in SharePoint now that there is a total integration with third-party information stores. Now let's add a content source that binds directly to a non-SharePoint data store. Connecting to a business data source is similar to adding a content source, but before we can create the content source, we have to register the data source as a business data catalog. We have to provide an application definition in order to connect to our database to SharePoint. Definition files are required for each data store that is connected to SharePoint. The actual creation of an application definition is beyond the scope of this presentation, but they can easily be created by a SharePoint or database administrator without having to write any code. The definition file is an XML formatted specification that tells SharePoint what database to connect to and how to present its contents to the user. This makes providing custom user interfaces to the various data stores across an enterprise clean and simple. Once the application has been imported, a message will appear stating whether or not the import was successful. If any errors occurred, we will be able to update the definition and retry the process. Otherwise, we click the OK button to continue. Now we are presented with the details page for the application we just added. From here, we can adjust settings and permissions. Notice the table at the bottom called Entities. The entities listed represent the mappings that were specified in the definition. Each entity is assigned a particular SQL query, which returns a result set containing content that should be crawled and indexed by SharePoint. If we look at the details for the first entity, we will be able to get a better idea of what kind of information the definition file specifies. From the View Entity Product page, we can set permissions so that only certain user groups or individuals are allowed access to this entity. By adding this data store to SharePoint, it becomes fully accessible from a common interface, yet remains highly secure. The rest of the content on the page matches directly to the definition supplied as XML in the definition file. If you recall the business data search we performed in the first demonstration, the result set looked like a table of information. The descriptors for that table came directly from the fields created in the definition file you see displayed here. Let's get the catalog connected to a new data content source in SharePoint. This process is nearly identical to the file share content source we created in the last demonstration. So let's go back and add a new content source again. This time, instead of using the file share type, we will use the business data type. As soon as we specify the business data type, the page will reload and allow us to select the data catalog that we just added. Once we check that everything else is the same, we will select the full crawl checkbox again and click OK. Once we are returned to the content sources page, you will see the business data source we just added and that its status is set to crawling full. Also note that the file share we added earlier is no longer being crawled, so the status has been changed to idle. So now that we have a couple of new content sources indexed within SharePoint, let's see what we can do to make it easier to search within a specific content source. As we have already discussed, SharePoint Server 2007 has added support for highly customizable pages without having to write any code. This feature also extends to the search page. We can edit the page directly and add new tabs to the search box that allows us to bind directly to a custom scope. We haven't created custom scope yet, so let's start with that. New scopes can be created from the search setting page by clicking the View Scope link in the Shared Scope section. The Create Scope page provides us with a form that we can use to give the scope a name and associate it with the search results page. The page we are targeting will be the same page that our custom search tab will use to display results. The scope we created is now listed at the bottom of the table, and the status indicates that we need to add rules before it will be ready. Let's edit the new scope and add a rule that defines which content source are associated with it. The tab we will create will be used to search a business data source only, so we will create a rule that says the new scope we have created will only return query results from the AdventureWorks database content source that we just created. There is no limit to the number of rules you can assign to a scope, but typically you only have to create a few. Once we click OK, the Scope Properties page will appear again, and the AW scope is now has the status that informs us the new scope will be ready after the next update. Scope updates occur every 10 minutes by default. Update times can be changed by administrators to reflect the needs of the enterprise. We can also force an update to occur so we don't have to wait to see changes take effect. If we go back to the search setting page and look at the shared scope section again, directly beneath the View Scopes link is a link to automatically start the update process. Depending on the number of scopes that need to be updated, the process usually takes less than a minute. So while that's updating, let's open a new browser and create a new search tab that will utilize the new scope. The process of adding new pages is completely user interface driven. This simplifies the time it takes to do the work and the number of people that needs to be involved. An administrator can provide page creation and editing rights to anyone in the enterprise. They only need to be familiar with how web parts work within SharePoint. Since we are focusing on search customization, let's open the search page that we had originally visited in the first demonstration. The Sites Action menu provides a number of different customization features to the user, depending on access rights. For this demonstration, we will only need to work with the page creation feature. Once we select Create Page, we are given a new form that lets us enter some basic information about the page. We want this page to be responsible for displaying the AdventureWorks search field when the custom tab we will create is clicked, so we will label it AdventureWorks Search. Then we will assign a file name that will translate to an actual ASP.NET page dynamically created by SharePoint. When we click the Create button, SharePoint will load the new page in edit mode. From here, we can further customize exactly how we want the page to look and function. Our goal is to add a new tab to the Search Center, so we will click the Add New Tab link to load the new item form. Let's call the tab AdventureWorks and assign it to the page we just created. Now we have to customize the search field so that it returns query results to a new page. By default, the search field is set to target results to the results.aspx page, which is used by the all-site content source. We will update that with the same name we used when we created the custom scope. After clicking OK on the search box property window, the page will reload and the search box will now be updated to display results on a custom page. We haven't created that page yet, so let's do that now. The process is, for the most part, identical to the search page we just created. The only differences will be the naming and page layout. Since this is a results page, we will click the search results page layout, which, as you will see in a moment, contains a collection of the web parts that are responsible for the different elements on the search results pages that SharePoint contains. When we click Create, the page will reload and we will see the search results page in edit mode. Each of the different boxes has an orange header and represents a pre-built web part that is packaged with SharePoint. We will only need to worry about the search core results web part, but first let's make sure that the AdventureWorks tab is on the results page. We will create a new tab, just like we did a little earlier, and perform the exact same steps, except the page field will contain the name of the page we are editing. Now all we have to do is make one simple modification of the search core results web part. We need to set the scope for this web part to the scope we created earlier. Now we save the changes to the page and publish it. Once we click Publish, the changes we have made will become available to all users with proper permissions across the enterprise. Now let's pull up the new search page we created by clicking the AdventureWorks tab. When we do a search for the term bike this time, the only results that are returned come from the AdventureWorks database. If we want to change this, all we do is go back to the AW scope and edit or create new rules. In a few simple steps, we're able to create an entirely new search page without having to write any code. Now that we have some new content sources set up for the search, let's take a look and see how we can use keywords to map query terms directly to documents within these content sources. In the first demonstration, we did a search with the query bike, so let's use that same term as a keyword now. You can also add synonyms that are often used to describe the same thing. When we look at the query reporting feature in the next demonstration, we will discuss how report analysis can help determine what types of synonyms to use when mapping keywords. For this example, we will simply add the term bicycle as a synonym for bike. The next thing we want to do is create a best bet. A best bet allows us to directly link keywords to a particular content source. You can create as many best bets as necessary for a keyword. We will point to one of the Word documents that we added at the beginning of this demonstration. The title and description will be what the user sees in the best bets web part after a search including the keyword is performed. Let's perform a quick search using the keyword bike. Now when the search results page is displayed, you will notice that there is an additional column on the right side with the link to the document we defined as a best bet. Let's quickly try search using the synonym bicycle. We get the same results when we search using the synonym. Finally, let's click the link to the document and save it locally. This will provide us with some analysis data for the query reports in the next demonstration. SharePoint also provides a file type manager that gives administrators the ability to control exactly what types of documents that are indexed by crawlers. Most organizations usually have some sort of unique or proprietary application running somewhere in the enterprise that produces a file output that uses unique file types. For the purpose of this demonstration, we have already indexed a couple of files with an extension of ADW, yet we have not seen those files appear in any of our searches. This is where file type inclusions become useful. Inclusions allow administrators to customize the documents that are included during crawls. In addition to removing certain document types from search results, they increase performance by reducing the number of documents in a share that need to be crawled. So let's open up the File Type Inclusions page and add a new rule for documents with the file type ADW. You will notice that this page already has a number of file types configured by default. Common file types, like those belonging to Microsoft Office products or web-based files, are installed with SharePoint. You can easily add a new file type. All we need to do is select New File Type and then enter the extension of the file to be included. We can add multiple file types by separating each with a comma. This is useful for document types that have multiple extensions, like HTML and HTML. After we click OK, the file type list will appear again. Since it's ordered alphabetically, you will notice that the new extension is listed at the top of the list. File type inclusions provide a simple and clean method for including and excluding documents from being indexed, thus providing another way for administrators to fine-tune server performance. Now let's take a look at the reporting features of SharePoint. The high level of customization that is now offered to administrators of SharePoint Server is further supported with the addition of detailed, lightweight search reports. Administrators will have a visual look at end user queries through charts and graphs that will help them quickly quantify the success or failure of the optimizations they can make to crawlers and indexes. Detailed query analysis shows the essential usage information associated with search functionality. This includes, but is not limited to, volume trends, click-through rates, and query ranks. Volume trends will enable you to view what periods of time see the most search activity. This will allow administrators to gauge when peak search times are and throttle crawlers accordingly. Click-through rates make understanding the success of queries easier because you have an interpretable data point that defines how often top search results are visited. Query ranking is probably one of the most powerful reporting devices in that it identifies the success of actual query words. If you were to have a large number of queries pertaining to a common word, for example, that failed to return any information, then you would easily be able to identify missing keyword associations with the search solution. The raw data that is created by the reporting system is also available for export to Excel. This provides additional ways in which the data can be analyzed and mined. Query reports are much easier to understand if we can actually see them. So let's start a demonstration and take a closer look. In this demonstration, we'll examine a few query reports to get a better look at how we can improve searches through analysis. Let's start by opening the main reporting page for search queries. Report views are broken into two different categories, queries and results. When the default page loads, it displays a queries report. We'll look at this report first, since we are here, and then take a look at the results report. You might notice that there isn't a great deal of data plotted at this point. The only information we will see is what we have entered throughout the presentation. Each view can be exported directly to Microsoft Excel or as a PDF. The first two query views show the number of queries over a certain amount of time, either 30 days or 12 months. By default, the data is displayed as a bar chart, but you can also view it as a list. The third view shows the origin of queries across the server farm for the last 30 days as a pie chart. This demonstration is only searching locally, so we have a full 100% value in the query origin chart. In a multi-server enterprise environment, this view would show the breakdown of searches with results on each server. This provides a quick measurement of server usage that allows administrators to gauge potential server load issues and adjust accordingly. The fourth view shows the queries per scope over the last 30 days. This view is also displayed as a pie chart. Scope usage can help determine the relevancy of scopes that have been created and also provide administrators with real-world samples for building crawl schedules. The last view displayed in the queries report is the top queries table. This table lists the query string, scope, and occurrences of the most commonly used search terms. Now let's take a look at the results report. The results report provides administrators with 5 different views that represent the successes and failures of user searches. All data is displayed from the last 30 days, but as with query reports, all the data can be exported to Excel or a PDF for archiving or further analysis. The first view lists the most visited pages that are returned from a search query and the number of times each were visited. The second view shows queries that did not return any search results and also identifies the scope from which they were performed on and the number of times the query occurred. This view can be helpful in determining the success of custom search keywords. When a particular search query has a high occurrence rate, administrators can add the full query and the individual words in the query as keywords that bind to a specific document, share, or collection. If you look closely at the query list for this view, you will notice that one of the zero result queries is the misspelled word we used in the first demonstration. By identifying high occurrence spelling errors, administrators can create custom corrections to commonly misspelled words that the default search system might not capture. The third and fourth views provide query analysis on best bets. Best bets are administrator-configured results that are connected to particular keywords or keyword phrases. These views provide analysis on the success of the best bets assigned to user searches that include any or all of the keywords that are created for a particular share. Notice that the only best bet that is listed is the one that we created in the last demonstration. The fifth view shows the click-through rates of queries and sorts them according to scope, occurrence, and percentage. When cross-compared with the top queries listing that we look at in the query report, an administrator can quickly identify whether or not high-volume queries are properly connected to the right documents or sources. As you can see, the addition of detailed query reports offers administrators a refined approach to identifying query issues and understanding exactly how to fix them. In addition, the ability to monitor search traffic on a particular share makes building accurate crawl schedules simple. Let's see what's next on the agenda. Now that we have covered the various improvements from both the end user and administrator perspective, let's take a look at some best practices to consider before, during, and after a SharePoint server deployment. We'll start by discussing some common planning practices that should take place prior to configuration. Simple upfront planning will save a lot of time and frustration during a search service rollout. Determining the current and future content needs will help isolate key concepts that form the informational design of your organization. Identifying these concepts allows you to quickly deploy a functioning search service and provides a base upon which additional features can be built, depending on the growth rate of your organization. Some important concepts that should be identified include: server deployment is critical to the success of large-scale search service. The services that are offered to your users rely heavily upon the capacity and performance of the servers being used. By finding a balance between server and service before deployment, the initial implementation will be much more successful. Plotting out the specific needs of the users and balancing that with the load handling abilities of your infrastructure will ensure a successful deployment. The throttling control that SharePoint provides through crawl and index management allows you to easily find a medium that provides your users with fresh content while not putting too much stress on the network. Identify the depth to which searches will be required to go in order to retrieve relevant information. Understanding upfront which information stores should be indexed will make building a security model and personalized searches much easier after an initial deployment. Now let's discuss some common configuration scenarios and how to best address them. When discussing best practices, it is important to remember that not every configuration will work for every enterprise. Even though SharePoint Server 2007 is highly scalable out of the box, without proper configuration on your server farms, continued enterprise growth will quickly make performance an issue. So it is important to keep a couple of things in mind when deploying. Dedicate servers for data crawling in large sites. Unmanaged crawls will most likely be responsible for the greatest load to your enterprise server farms. For this reason, proper configuration for crawling large-scale sites is important. Consider the rate at which your enterprise sees information growth to decide whether or not dedicated servers are necessary. Define roles to manage the amount of impact crawls will have on your servers. Crawl roles allow you to limit the content crawled to minimize use of server resources and network traffic, and to increase the relevance of search results. Each role includes a URL or set of URLs represented by wildcards, an inclusion or exclusion rule, and a crawling account. By selecting a focused combination of start addresses and exclusion crawl rules, administrators can maximize crawled content while minimizing the impact on crawling performance and the size of content databases. Now let's take a look at some operational best practices that should be considered after deployment. Once you have a SharePoint Server solution deployed and configured, it is time to consider some of the operational best practices that are available to keep the solution running smoothly. Due to the complex, service-oriented nature of SharePoint, it is important to keep a close watch to ensure the health and availability of the system. Operations Manager 2005 lets you monitor SharePoint services reliably across your organization and environment from a central console. Through this console, you are able to monitor events on any server in the farm and configure proactive alerts and action responses when critical situations arise. Providing fault tolerance to avoid potential downtime is also a key practice that any network administrator should put into practice. This is no different in a SharePoint server deployment. Heavy loads on a server will increase its chances to go down, and without proper clustering, the potential risk of extended downtime while hardware is being repaired is high. By ensuring proper load balancing across SharePoint servers and SQL clustering for SharePoint stores, you will be able to avoid costly losses in time and configuration. As we have discussed previously, extensive crawling can cause an individual server to take large performance hits. The ability to pause crawlers should be used frequently when dealing with high network loads. The addition of a monitoring service like Operation Manager will provide you with load data required to determine when indexes should be crawled and when they should be paused. Let's review what we have covered today. In this presentation, you saw how the new SharePoint Server 2007 has been improved to address the challenges found in enterprise search today. You saw how the new and enhanced features found throughout the end user and administrative experience make the struggle to find enterprise data a thing of the past. A few key points that you should take away from what we have discussed today include: updates to document depth and relevancy now make finding exactly what you need quick and effortless. By closely monitoring queries, unsuccessful searches can quickly be corrected with simple modifications by search administrators. Detailed control over crawlers and indexing provides increased performance for both end users and administrators. Search results can be returned instantly, making more efficient use of your users' time and making them more likely to use the system again. And control over server load makes the job of administrators a lot less stressful. Finally, enhanced management controls and extensive improvements to scalability mean that enterprise information will no longer be lost in the gathering mass of data. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. You can also visit www.microsoft.com/technet/dsk-103 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you set yourself apart from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available. Starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP, you can become a fully certified System Administrator, or MCSA, System Engineer, MCSE, or Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which you might find interesting. To help explain this in more detail, here's Caroline McGrath, TechNet Relationship Marketing Manager.
For IT professionals, all the resources in the TechNet program will give you the support you need to be successful with our technology. Whether you are deploying new software, managing a server environment, or troubleshooting, TechNet has a resource for you. Use the web for immediate access to documentation, knowledge base, scripts, downloads, and more. Webcasts and events will give you deep insight into specific technology topics. Keep up to date with technology news using the TechNet Flash. This is a twice-monthly newsletter that you can customize to give you information about the specific technology that interests you. With more time to read, the TechNet magazine is an excellent resource offering in-depth articles written by industry-leading technologists. If you want to ensure that you have all of the essential resources at your fingertips, the TechNet subscription is for you. It includes full version software and betas so that you can evaluate our technology at your own pace. No time bombs, so your product analysis won't time out. It includes two complimentary telephone support incidents. Talk to Microsoft technical professionals to help you with whatever challenges you may encounter with the software. That is $500 worth of value. The TechNet subscription is a great value to all IT professionals. Finally, we have TechNet vLabs. Use this to get your hands on the technology in a hosted environment. You can explore how it works, run different scenarios, and have a full product experience without having to dedicate your time to deploy and manage the hardware to do so yourself. Overall, the TechNet program has all of the resources you need to get the most out of Microsoft technology. TechNet Plus subscription, what is it? Get hands-on experience with the technology through software and betas, including Office, Windows, and servers. Support when you need it, including two free telephone support incidents. Easy access to information via updates, utilities, white papers, knowledge base, and more. Work on your skills at your own pace, e-learning courses and training. The TechNet Plus subscription, that's what it is. Need support? Answers are standing by. You have a choice of three support offerings from Microsoft. Firstly, we have online and self-help. Choose from the TechNet website, Security Center Online, Knowledge Base, Product Support Centers, the TechNet Script Center, News Groups, User Groups, and the TechNet Plus subscription. Secondly, we have assisted incidents. Assisted incidents include email support, phone support, phone support contracts, advisory services. Finally, contract-based support. Contract-based support is offered to organizations and consists of premier support or essential support. Thank you for listening to this TechNet session.